It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program, and Tuesday brings us Cher Greater Lynchburg. And today we've got Anna.
Hey.
And she's going to be conducting the interview, so I'm going to leave. Bye.
Oh no.
You probably need me to press some buttons or something.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Anna. Each and every Tuesday, you guys bring us a guest from the nonprofit world. Today is no exception. Who did you bring?
Today, we have Gary from Sattva Yoga and Wellness Center.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Great. Doing great.
All right. So, help me pronounce that again. It's Sattva?
Sattva.
Sattva Yoga and Wellness Center.
Correct.
All right. See, I got it. Awesome. I'll ask you to repeat that again.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, Gary, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell us about Sattva Yoga Center.
So Sattva Yoga and Wellness Center is a nonprofit we started 2 years ago and opened in October 2022. So we're approaching our second anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
We're located currently located at 300 12th Street. And the Gateway, what was called the Gateway Building. And we've been operating there in the lower level with our yoga center. And then we have health coaches and other clients, supporters on the first and second floor.
Well, tell us about the different programs and the different folks and things that you can help us with.
Okay. So during COVID... saw a need for working with people to gather in community again and deal with isolation and depression.
Yeah.
So we started this nonprofit with the idea of gathering community and providing yoga and meditation and different services that people might need, like counseling, health coaching, life coaching, just to help them get their feet back on the ground.
Absolutely. Well, this sounds fantastic. Well, I understand that you guys are going to be relocating to another space.
We're going to be relocating September 1st to the Piedmont Center, which is at 311 Rivermont Avenue.
Okay.
And it's a new space that we're occupying. We're going to partner with the Mind Body Studio, which is a yoga studio, oldest yoga studio in Lynchburg. It's been there 22 years.
Nice.
Worked with Mike Cundiff. Partnering with him, and we're going to operate the Health and Wellness Center, the Sattva Health and Wellness Center, on the lower level of that building that we're renovating.
About how many folks do you work with?
In the last 2 years, we've had over 200 people that have come through our space, come through different community events, come to sound baths, drum circles, done yoga classes.
Wow.
We've had cooking classes. Ayurvedic classes, health and wellness classes offered that to the community.
All right. Well, okay. So tell me, a person who is the vision of health and fitness, I'm in shape. Well, I am a shape. It's round. Okay. Tell me how Sattva can help me.
Well, First,
immediately, you're regretting coming on the show
as soon as possible.
Yeah, and you're going, oh no, there's so many things wrong with this dude.
Well, we are who we are, and we come to the space as we are, loving and accepting ourselves as we are. But we all know that we have things that we need to work on. We may have past trauma or experiences in our lives that are causing us difficulty. So what we do is we use yoga and meditation as tools to reground ourselves in the present moment and really to find ourselves once again. So health and wellness is all about longevity, building in lifestyle activities that help support us to be healthy, both physically, mentally, and emotionally. And for anyone, I don't care who they are, we have classes and programs available to anyone. We have chair classes for seniors, people that have difficulty with mobility. Mm-hmm. And if you can walk in the building and breathe, you can do yoga or do our programs. That's the only requirement.
All right. I got you covered.
Good deal.
I can do this. It's Sattva Yoga Center. Their relocation preparations to go to the Piedmont Center, 311 Rivermont Avenue. That information is up on Share Greater Lynchburg. Do you need any volunteers? Do you need helpers for this?
We do. We're taking the first floor of the Piedmont Center that has been empty for about 20 years, and we are cleaning and cleaning the windows, repainting, reglazing windows. It's going to be a beautiful space. Nice. We're going to have a little small fitness center, a little workout center for small groups, and then a office for life coaches and health coaches on that level. So, yes, we need help.
Okay. So you wanted to be in there, you're planning to be in there September 1st. When do you need help doing all this work?
Well, between now and then. We are actually on weekends working on the space in the afternoons, doing the painting and cleaning.
Okay.
We'll be moving furniture after our celebration event that we're going to have August 3rd. We'll talk about in a minute.
Nice.
But after we have our event at 300 12th Street, then we'll start moving, relocating furniture, and people can help us with those activities.
Okay. Well, tell us about the event that you have, and then we'll fast forward to the move.
So part of our mission is to have community activities and community gatherings that are open to anyone, to bring people in and feel them included in community once again. Get out of the social media and get into real life experiences. So periodically we have community events, community gatherings. We'll have share sessions, maybe music. So we are planning our last celebration event for August 3rd. Doors open at 6:30. We'll have music, live music from 7 to 9 o'clock. We'll have food, we'll have activities, games, fun time together. It is a fundraiser. We are trying to raise money and donations for our relocation, for our relocation expenses.
All right. And then ticket prices for the event. And you can make a donation higher than the ticket price.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We have on our Sattva Yoga Center website, we have... you can click on a link and you can sign up for the event. It's $15 in advance, $20 at the door.
Okay.
And there's also a donation button. Anyone can come and participate. The doors are open to anyone who'd like to join us and interested in getting involved, as well as our current members.
Nice. Do you have to register in advance or can you just come to the location?
You can just come to the location. It really helps us if you register in advance. We're looking at probably somewhere around 50 to 100 people.
Gotcha.
And we're just needing people to, you know, give us that count.
Absolutely. Music and mindfulness fundraising event. It's at Sattva Yoga Center, and you can find out more if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org and just type in Sattva. It's S-A-T-T-V-A. It comes right up. Or tell us, Gary, what is your website again?
Sattva Center CV at, let's see, sattvacentercv.org.
All right. And again, you can learn more. Visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. You are the 180th nonprofit organization on the Share platform.
It's amazing.
That's milestones going on here. I remember when you had two. Mm-hmm. Back when you had the foundation and you had Share. No, I'm just kidding. But we were stuck at like 176 or something for the longest time. But you got it up over the hill. Anna, tell us what's going on with Share.
Yeah, so next, I think Wednesday, the 31st, we have the Nonprofit Summit. And so that event you do have to register for. Mm-hmm. I think there's very few spots left. So if you're interested in that, check out the Share page. There's information there. And then if you're on the Share page and you're looking to revamp it, we have some training sessions coming up next week. It'll be July 29th and 30th and then August 1st. And then the times vary for those, so check out the Share page to get the details. And they're only 30 minutes. It's easy. We just go through all the steps on how to make your share website better.
Okay. So, yeah. And Share Greater Lynchburg, if you're not familiar with the platform, you can, if you're part of a nonprofit organization, you can host and post information on the Share platform absolutely positively free. 180, as we mentioned, nonprofit organizations are on the Share platform, and you can post information about your nonprofit, links to your nonprofit, even needs, whether you need volunteers, if you need even volunteers at the board level, and I noticed that you needed a board member.
Yes.
For your organization. Folks that are interested in either volunteering or donating, attending events, they go on this platform. It's kind of like a one-stop shop for all the area nonprofits. If you're not on it, it's free. So join the Share platform at sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Learn more by visiting that website as well. And that is all part of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Mm-hmm. So what's going on with the foundation? Do we have any updates?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I know that we're working on our annual report from last year because the fiscal year just ended.
Yep.
And I think that new report is going to be amazing.
Okay. The Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation raises and manages funds. They donate a very large percentage or a large portion of monies to area nonprofits. They even have the Century Fund, which is a $100,000, very transformative donation. It's a grant. So you can learn more by visiting the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. LynchburgFoundation.org is the website. Well, folks, thank you so much
for
joining us. We really appreciate it. It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.